live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the mirror store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. It is Thursday, the 24th of January, 2008, and out there on the West Coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez in Beverly Hills. How you doing, John?
Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah.
How's Beverly Hills today?
You know what? I haven't really been out socially in the last two or three days, but it's pretty much everybody's panicking like they're panicking everywhere else. John, I have this clip I want to play after the break. I know people have seen this on the web before, but what they really need to hear it without seeing it and understand the context in which it occurs, it is Ron Paul doing his job, actually doing his job, talking to Bernanke in a room with all these other politicians and being flat out straight in your face, this is the problem. And this was televised, by the way. So it really, this is the best clip I've seen visually about the guy, our man, running for president, doing his job, even when he was not running for president here. I don't know when this was taken because I was looking at the date, but he flat out just drops the hammer on Bernanke, and you can see his face in the picture just like a ghost. Everybody gets uncomfortable in the room. It is a classic. So I definitely want to play that after we get back after the break. It's dead on.
And I'm looking for the clip that I played yesterday about
it. May Bush. Be the same one.
No.
Which one is
no,
it?
No. This is Bush pardoning himself against potential war crimes. And this actually hit YouTube, and it was on CNN. Wolf Blitzer was on. And we'll see. We'll find a clip. It's about a minute 50 seconds long, and it was carefully embedded in a piece of legislation. And these people just couldn't believe it. Now, why would the president of the United States want to put in a bill that goes through Congress, which is he himself is going to have to sign to approve? And you know, doggone right well, whatever's in that bill, he's got his little rider ticket on there that he will definitely sign it. So. We will try to dig up that clip, and it's simply amazing. It is simply amazing.
Yeah, that this is going on, that a criminal's running the show and doing whatever he wants, essentially. And here we have a guy flat out running for office. This was televised right in front of Bernanke. It's totally apropos for all this stuff that's going on right now, obviously. And I was watching CNN this morning, and they're interviewing people in the street about the stimulus package. What are they going to do with their credit cards? And then, you know, all these professionals come on and say, well, the average credit card debt for every American is $9,659. Give me a break. It's way more than that.
Yeah. And 70% of the GDP is now gauged on how much people put on their credit cards. Folks,
yeah.
If this is not the... if this is not the end, I don't know what is. When people are financing their groceries, they're financing stuff that they used to pay cash for, or at least with a debit card, but now they're financing their food in grocery stores. The only thing I saw this morning on CNN was repeated stories about Ledger dying at such a young age. Over and over and over and over.
That's our food. That's our food. Everybody wants it.
Yeah. All right.
Garbage.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. Space Program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, we located the clip for the Bush pardon. And I understand you have that Ron Paul and Ben Bernanke clip.
Yeah, which you want to do first?
Oh, go ahead.
No, let's put the scumbag first. Let's put Bush do the thing. I want to hear that anyway, just for myself.
All right. Now, some background on this is that that Bush, in like I stated, in legislation in the Congress, slipped in a little pardon for himself. Now, this is over the torture issue. You know, waterboarding is good, you know, allowing our police officers. And this is how far this has come down of the treatment not only of supposed enemies of the United States, which is against the Geneva Convention. You can't torture people. And yeah, it's effective. You know, just ask the Stasi or Hitler's people or Joe Stalin's people. Yeah, it's real effective. But there's a problem with this. And there's been in-depth studies about it. James, if somebody sticks you in a room and starts torturing you, and you...
No, but, John, you're talking to... I worked with the guy that worked with, you know, world's foremost authority on mind control. They don't need torture to get the information they're looking for. It's obsolete. It's barbaric. It's designed to create fear.
Yeah, but you're talking about totally... people with limited intelligence. It takes intelligence to get intelligence from an individual without using the art of torture. You know, this is the quick goon style break their knees kind of thing. Right. So at any rate, if you would, Ms. Producer, go ahead and roll that clip.
Jack, I'm beginning to think maybe I shouldn't have done these interviews yesterday and today. Should I feel guilty?
You know, I don't know, Wolf, if war breaks out between Pakistan and Afghanistan, you know, you may have some guys coming by and knocking on your door asking for transcripts. Ordinarily, we don't do a question 2 days in a row, but this is important enough to be an exception. The House just passed President Bush's bill to redefine the treatment of detainees, and the Senate's expected to do the same thing tomorrow. Buried deep inside this legislation is a provision that will pardon President Bush and all the members of his administration of any possible crimes connected with the torture and mistreatment of detainees, dated all the way back to September 11, 2001. At least President Nixon had Gerald Ford to do his dirty work. President Bush is trying to pardon himself. Here's the deal. Under the War Crimes Act, violations of the Geneva Conventions are felonies, in some cases punishable by death. When the Supreme Court ruled the Geneva Conventions applied to Al-Qaeda and Taliban detainees, President Bush and his boys were suddenly in big trouble. They've been working these prisoners over pretty good. In an effort to avoid possible prosecution, they're trying to cram this bill through Congress before the end of the week when Congress adjourns. The reason there's such a rush to do this, if the Democrats get control of the House in November, well, this kind of legislation probably wouldn't pass. You want to know the real disgrace of what these people are about to do or in the process of doing? Senator Bill Frist and Congressman Dennis Hastert and their Republican stooges apparently don't see anything wrong with this. I really do wonder sometimes what we're becoming in this country. The question is this. Should Congress pass a bill giving retroactive immunity to President Bush for possible war crimes? Email your thoughts to CaffertyFile at CNN.com or go to CNN.com/CaffertyFile. Wolf.
Jack.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
I'm almost speechless on talk radio just hearing that.
Well,
but I'll tell. I'm going to have to censor myself just on just hearing that. I'm furious.
Well, and of course, what we have in this country is we have police departments that are adopting new policies, which they think is a good deal. I think there is on average one death per day in the United States at the hands of police officers using tasers. And keep this in mind, ladies and gentlemen. This is cattle prod technology. This is what we use on the beast of burden or our food supply. But now it's allowable, of course, to use on human beings. And a lot of these videos and a lot of transcripts that I've seen of people that have been tasered that are deemed non-cooperative, like not answering questions fast enough or not getting out of a car fast enough. It used mm-hmm. to be that police officers would manhandle you, reach in, and jerk you out of a car. Or if you became unruly, what they would do is use their nightsticks or whatever. But not anymore.
Yeah, aversion behavior modification.
And yeah, exactly.
You want this 100 volts, or you want the 100,000 volts free, or are you going to get in line?
Yeah.
Simple as that. Okay.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And a lot of these things, folks, I mean, we're talking about cops pulling people over that have taillights out. They might discover that their license was suspended or they don't have a license or whatever the case may be. There is ample precedent to demonstrate that people, because they don't have an expired driver's license, say they have an expired driver's license on them or their license got revoked, that's not even a jailable offense, let alone being tortured at the hands of police. I mean, could you imagine if tasers were in use when Rodney King was around? This guy would have been a French fry.
Yep,
you know?
That's right.
I mean, so at any rate, torture is good.
It's interesting. Now he basically admits. He admits it and pardons himself in one shot. Done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Over.
So,
and then the public didn't, and the rest of the world didn't even flinch.
And
not here. Maybe I can't speak for other parts of the world, but
yeah.
that should have been plastered across every magazine, newspaper, Time, Newsweek, everything, all of them, of course. But they're all owned by the bad guys. So,
do you remember George Bush getting involved with the issue about the guy that was being he was going to be caned? I think that happened over in the Philippines.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So
that was years ago, wasn't it? How many years ago was
it? It wasn't that long ago. It's still in my memory basket, so it hasn't leaked out yet, so it's been fairly recently. But the point of it is that George Bush gets involved with an American that's being held for a criminal act, as they deemed mm-hmm. it, gets involved, and, gets his cane lashing, I think, halved. I think he was supposed to get 10 lashes or whatever, but after he weighed in on the subject, he still got cane, but it was only half the punishment. But, folks,
here we are in this country, we're police officers, and you got to understand the structure of the police departments. Everybody thought that, oh, you know, they're good guys, they're out there keeping the peace and going after bad guys. These are the corporation's law enforcement. And I make light of it by saying that they're the corporate Keystone Coffer cops. But if you read Supreme Court decisions, it's not even within the purview or demanded or they're obligated to look out after human life. They're property protectors. And those are Supreme Court decisions. So what we have is the corporate Keystone Coffer cops, by policy, adopting tasering people, and God knows where this is going to go, because they think this is legitimate. They think this is a neat tool for law enforcement. Well, so is the guillotine if you didn't like a guy. You know, right. And you figured, you know, if I bust this guy, he's probably going to get a good lawyer, get out of this thing. Well, let's just take him in a back alley and just shoot him right now.
Yeah, that would never fly in some countries. You know, in England, they only use guns. I mean, when I was living there, I hardly ever saw guns, anything like that. If that were even thought of over there, my God.
Yeah,
it'd be all over the papers, all over the news. There'd be riots everywhere instantly.
Yeah, and we used to refer to police as being not law enforcement, but remember the term? Peace officers?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Liked by the neighborhood. You could ask them, you know, for directions. You know, can you hold the baby while I make a phone call? Whatever. Those used to be the good guys. And long over the last many years, at least while I've been in this country, now the cops are considered, in most places, especially L.A., nobody trusts them here.
Well, and it used to be, as you pointed out, I mean, we used to have beat cops. Cops would actually walk the streets and knew the neighborhoods, knew the people. They knew the troublemakers in the neighborhoods, and they'd keep their eye on them. They knew, but the important part about that's a two-edged sword. Not only did the cops know the neighborhood, but the people knew the cops, and they would be more cooperative with it. Now,
absolutely,
something happens, people just want to dummy up and run away. I don't want to get involved in that.
It's hard to break the law when you're friendly, and you're friendly and you know that police officer is looking out for you and whatnot, and they've got rapport and they've built a friendly relationship over the time when they're doing that. Those days have been long gone.
Yeah. And it is a shame. Well, we're going to come up on a break here in just a minute or so, but when we get back, a little bit
later. Yeah, you're going to, this videotape, well, it's going to be audio here, but just to set it up so everybody knows what this is, it's Bernanke facing Ron Paul. Ron Paul's on the job, actually doing his job, actually looking out for you, for real. This was a live piece in front of everybody. I'm sure it's been circulated around, but if anybody's trying to figure out, okay, which candidate, who's really addressing the issues, it's blatantly clear here. And the blank face that Bernanke has when Ron Paul is speaking his mind, and I might add, his delivery, he's nice about it. He delivers his message, Ron Paul. He's very pleasant about it. I don't know if I could have done that myself, but he's very pleasant about it, and it basically drops the hammer on the whole thing.
And folks, and we'll do a follow-up on this as well, that, well, it's already been signed by 2011. The federal banks in this country are not going to have any reserves of cash. So the Federal Reserve, it's not federal, it's private. And let's scratch the reserve. Let's just call them the whatever. And this is on the heels of that. I think I mentioned this yesterday, but it, in light of what we're talking about here, Ron Paul facing down Bernanke, the funny money system in this country, folks, that is why you're seeing all the hell going on in your lives right now.
That's why
you're watching the markets do what they do, these boom and bust cycles, the greedy people that just want to shove debt out there to make money off of. The greedy ones have brought us to this point. But we're also complicit in this because we allowed this to continue. Now, I know we don't have the strongest redress of grievances to our government here.
But, John, you're right. We did. We did. We did allow it.
That's right. And it's been going on for almost 100 years, and now you're seeing the net result of a private corporation with greedy people just going to town. And who are they going to town on? You and me. Everybody in this country, every man and woman in this country has to deal with their funny money, and you're seeing the net result of their grand plan. James Martinez, John Stadtmuller, it is Cash Flow, and we will be right back.
listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We've got a short segment here to the bottom of the hour, and this clip would run too close, so we will...
Yeah, and the best part, the best part of this is, I mean, it's Ron Paul saying it as it is, but is the response that Bernanke says afterward. He takes a long breath like he just got egged and comes up with some sewage that out of his mouth that means absolutely nothing at all. And then it ends, but it says and addresses what everybody needs to know, and none of the candidates that are leading right now are addressing this or even talked about it. This is the only guy that is doing anything for you, the public out there, period. After this, it's like this clip, I hope the people that listen to this archive, you link it, spread it out all over the place. Make sure that you not only find the YouTube, I don't know what the exact link is for this YouTube clip, but that you can use this show, archive it, find out, spread it to your friends, because this right here just says it all. There's nothing else to say after you listen to this. And the whole election, the whole problem, everything that's going on, it's the hammer. It's just the hammer. It's great.
All right. You may recognize this guy's voice. Here's a clip. The stock market, they're talking actually about a crash here. I'm sorry. Let me back this thing up here and let me
Why is the economy tanking? I think we are facing the worst financial crunch and crisis since the Great Depression. You have the entire banking system now that is virtually frozen, and there are not just a subprime mortgage thing. There are other things called credit default swaps where they're going to lose as much money, $250 billion on. The banks are frozen. They're not making loans because they have such huge debts that they have to take onto their balance sheets, and nobody knows how to deal with that because you had a dramatic, you had two bubbles that have burst at the same time. The housing bubble, which has collapsed in this country. The first time since the Great Depression that housing values have gone down for a year since the Depression, and it's going to go down even more next year.
Look, the United States is completely tapped out. We borrow from Europe to defend Europe. We borrow from the Arabs
That's Pat
to
Buchanan.
Fight a war to bring democracy to Iraq. We borrow from the Chinese and the Japanese to defend their oil lifelines. The United States saves nothing.
But I've got to tell you, the stimulus package, that doesn't do anything.
Whereas all these fiscal tools, these tax rate changes, these spending level changes...
This is hardball Chris Matthews.
Right, right.
Rarely, to me, have never made much difference except in the very long run.
Amen. What? Yeah. You know, thank you for just saying it like that. We all know that. Everybody who's run $500 million in his life knows that. It is embarrassing. I mean, the president, all these people pandering about giving money. So what? So we can go buy a suit at Men's Warehouse so we can help the quarter? At Nike? I mean, this is ridiculous. But there is an element, there is something that I would urge all the candidates to think about, and our Treasury Secretary, which is that there are a group of insurance companies that insure all these bad mortgages. And Chris, I think they're all about to go belly up, and that will cause the Dow Jones to decline 2,000 points. They've got to be shut down, and the insurance given to a new resolution trust. This is going to happen in maybe 2-3 weeks, Chris. It's going to be the front of every paper, and no one in Washington is even willing to admit it. Remember Merrill wrote down a lot of stuff the other day in Citigroup? All of these companies are relying on insurance to save them. The insurers don't have enough money. There's also personal mortgage insurance. PMI is a company there that does it. MGIC. Chris, I am telling you, these companies do not have the capital to make good. And when they do fall, and I believe it is when, if the government doesn't have a plan in action, you will not be able to open the stock market when they collapse. Something must have happened when you get to become Treasury Secretary with President Bush, where I guess, you know, it's like it's like Jack Nicholson, one flew over the cuckoo's nest. I mean, I can't believe this stuff is happening. How come they cannot address this mortgage issue, which is just going to, and I'm not talking about the forgiveness plan, I'm talking about the insurers, and they understand it. I don't think the president's sophisticated enough, but the Treasury Secretary certainly is. The Fed chairman may not be sophisticated enough, and he's running the Fed as a Princeton debating society. I didn't go to Princeton. I do like that whole kind of black and, you know, orange color scheme they've got.
Wow. And, let me ask you a question, John. I'm asking you because you already know, but I'm asking you when I have to ask him. I'm asking everybody that's listening, everybody that may be listening to this archive later, what if this broadcast was listened in 10 of the biggest cities in the United States right now? With the clips that we played, with what we've just said, and with the current status of stuff, I think now the public, everybody that's listening, if you really want to protect yourself and you really want to move forward with your life and prepare, it's time to do it now. Now.
Yeah. And you know, the strange thing about this is this country is in a near panic. Mm-hmm. And what are we getting out of the White House? And I watch the Democrats jump on board with this and the Republicans. You know, they create the problems and then they are there to help you with a Band-Aid. Okay, they've already cut your head off. But they're going to they're going to stitch it back up and put a few Band-Aids on you to make you feel better. I'm hearing now that this great stimulus package, along with tax cuts, of course, it's going to be run by the IRS, so the IRS is going to be able to update their data banks because, well, they're going to have to deliver that check to where you live. And I'm sure there's going to be some cross-checking going on. But, you know, hey, this is a great
thing. Let's write a list who cashes the check first.
Yeah.
And we're going to get all those people, too, on a list.
And, you know, here's the feel-good thing. We're going to give you anywhere from $300 to $1,200. Initially, I heard $800 to $1,600, possibly $1,600. But, no, it's $300 to $1,200. And that's if you qualify. Now you've got to qualify. Yeah, you got to qualify with them because you've been ripped off and robbed stupid.
Exactly.
So now you've got to qualify to the very gangsters that helped do this to you. It's getting a little crazy here.
Do you want it across the face or do you want to pull it? Which do you want?
Oh, gosh. I almost did a line on a fire sign theater, the old the old comedy troupe, but I will keep that in advance.
Right. Okay.
All right. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back. We'll play that clip for you right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We are okay. Back. Go ahead.
Here we
would,
go.
James.
Ben Bernanke versus Ron Paul.
All right.
The Federal Reserve faces is that we're indeed between the rock and the hard place because we have a serious problem. We don't talk about much how we got here. We talk about how we're going to patch it up. The bubble has been burst. We saw what happened after the NASDAQ bubble burst. We don't ask how it was created, and then we have a housing bubble, and it's deflating and it's spreading. And yet, nobody says, where does it come from? And what is the advice that you generally get? And that is, inflate the currency. They don't say inflate the currency. They don't say debase the currency. They don't say devalue the currency. They don't say cheat the people who are saved. They say lower the interest rates. But they never ask you, and I don't hear you say too often, the only way I can lower interest rates is I have to create more money. I have to lower the discount rate. I have to make it generous. I have to increase reserves. I have to lower the interest rates and fix the interest rates, overnight rates. And the only way you can do this is by increasing the money supply. And I see this as the problem that we don't want to talk about. Currently, of course, we can't follow the money supply with M3, but we can follow one of your statistics, which is the MZM, the ready cash available, and we see that inflation is alive and well. It's that money supply figure is going up about 20% per annualized, and this just means that the dollar gets weaker. And everybody said, "Well, the dollar is that's great. Dollar weaker, we're going to have exports." And that is a fallacy, maybe for a month or two, but it just invites inflation. And unless we get down to the bottom of it and define what inflation is, and not look at only prices, this was taught by the free market economists all through the 20th century. They said, beware. They will increase the money supply, but they will make you concentrate on prices. And they will give you CPIs and PPIs, and they'll fudge those figures, and they'll talk about wage and price controls to solve our problems. And we ignore the fundamental flaw, and that is that not only have we had a subprime market in housing, the whole economic system is subprime in that we have artificially low interest rates. And it wasn't under your tenure in office. It's been going on for 10 years or longer, and now we're bearing the fruits of that policy. I mean, a 1% interest rate, overnight rates, and that's not a distortion. Instead of looking at these the consumer prices, which nobody in this country really believes, we need to talk about the distortion, the malinvestment, the misdirection, the bad information that is gotten from artificially low interest rates. In many ways, some people refer to you as a price fixer, you know, because you fix interest rates. The market is powerful and usually overwhelms and does come into play, but when the Fed fixes an interest rate at 1%, that is price fixing. At the end of your testimony, you suggested that we should address this housing crisis and we should have rules that would address deceptive lending practices. And I just think that is not the answer at all. The real deception is when we distort the value of money, when we create money out of thin air. We have no savings, and yet there's so-called capital, there's money available, but it comes from what you have to do, and the pressure is put on you. So I think we have to get back to the very fundamentals of where this problem comes from. And the bubbles occur when we have this malinvestment and the creation of new money. So my question boils down to this. How in the world can we expect to solve the problems of inflation, that is, the increase in the supply of money, with more inflation?
Well, Congressman, first just a small technical point on the growth in money. Money growth has been pretty moderate over the last few years. The increase in MZM is probably related to the financial turmoil. People have been taking their savings out of risky assets, putting them into the bank, and that makes the money data show faster growth. So I'm not sure that's indicative of policy necessarily. What we're trying to do is follow the mandate that Congress gave us, and the mandate that Congress gave us is to look at employment and inflation as measured by domestic price growth. And as I talked about today, and I think you would agree that we do see risks to inflation, and we are taking those into account, and we want to make sure that prices remain as stable as possible in the United States.
And how can you do this and pursue this, the policy you have, without further weakening the dollar? There's a dollar crisis out there, and people's money is being stolen. People who have saved, they're being robbed. I mean, if you have a devaluation of the dollar at 10%, people have been robbed of 10%. But how can you pursue this policy without addressing the subject that somebody's losing their wealth because of a weaker dollar, and it's going to lead to higher interest rates and a weaker economy?
If somebody has their wealth in dollars and they're going to buy consumer goods in dollars, and it's a typical American, then the decline in the dollar, the only effect it has on their buying power is it makes imported goods more expensive.
Yeah, but not if you're retired and elderly and you have CDs and their cost of living is going up no matter what your CPI says. Their cost of living is going up and they're hurting, and that's why the people in this country are very upset.
There you go.
Was that the Bernanke Q&A session with Joint Economic Committee?
What was that? Yes, it was. That was the one. It ends right there. It's this. This clip is so powerful, and I don't know the strategy. I'm still, I talk with you and other people about Ron Paul's strategy, but here it is, right there, right there. Bernanke, his face, lying to us. Ron Paul doing his job. He's not diverted from that message. None of the other candidates will even talk about this. It's for all everybody that's listening to this broadcast, money people, industry people, entertainment. This is it, everybody. This is it.
Now,
this is what you got.
And here's the question. Who would you much rather have as president, Mr. Huckleberry or Hillary Clinton, or a man that goes toe-to-toe with the Fed chairman, and he's telling him what his business is because he understands it so well?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you much rather have as a president in a country that is having extreme financial crisis? Do you want a Mr. Huckleberry? What is he going to do, pray in the Oval Office? I'm not saying prayer is bad, but where being a governor from a little state of Arkansas, that all he did there was raise taxes. He really didn't create anything that generated more taxes. He just, well, you know, he just got in there and do what politicians do. Or is Hillary Clinton? You know, we had Bill Clinton, okay, and what did Bill do about the looming financial crises which were going on during his tenure? And, of course, George W. Bush exacerbated the situation and made things even worse. But don't worry, the IRS is going to send you a $300 check in the mail. By the way, I'm going to play a little clip here that is actually an exchange between him and Bernanke and then also what Ron Paul says in one of these debates. And understand this, folks. We face a coming financial crisis. Our current account deficit is more than $600 billion annually. Our foreign debt is more than $3 trillion. Foreigners now own over $1.4 trillion of our treasury and mortgage debt. The foreigners, there's a big for sale sign here in America, and the foreigners are coming in, and with that, guess what they get? They get control and a say-so of what goes on in this country. And
that's right.
And also keep this in mind, that, you know, folks, we're telling you, and you're right about this, James, everybody in this country needs to hear this, because here is the problem, and we are telling people what the problem is. Now, I've been always lowballing. I always stated the conservative side on figures. But I used to say we borrow $2 billion a day. No, it's $3 billion. We've got to borrow $3 billion a day from foreigners every business day to maintain our extravagant spending. Our national debt is increasing, as I said, over $600 billion a year. And guess what? We print over $600 billion a year just to keep the charade going. But there's a limit. And we're fast approaching that limit. But understand this, it's just not borrowing the $600 billion, it's you got to pay the juice to Guido for the pleasure of the usury, the interest on that
$600 billion.
Every day, our government has to fork over to the bankers somewhere between $225 and $230 million a day in interest payments alone. Let me ask you a question here, folks. Do we have infrastructure problems in this country? Do we have people that are jobless and homeless in this country, but yet we see fit to pay the international banks, a private concern, folks, $230 billion a day? We are
running
a war.
It's totally insane.
We're running
a war. It's totally insane. The jig is up.
We're running a war that's going to cost us well over $2 trillion. And again, folks, we've got to borrow that money, that $2 trillion. Guess what? That's right. You got to pay Guido. I know. So here's the clip. Congressman Ron Paul made that statement on September 17, 2005.
People who have saved, they're being robbed. I mean, if you have a devaluation of the dollar at 10%, people have been robbed of 10%. But how can you pursue this policy without addressing
the
subject
clip,
that somebody's losing their wealth because of a weaker dollar? And it's going to lead to higher interest rates and a weaker economy.
When you inflate a currency or destroy a currency, the middle class gets wiped out. So the people who get to use the money first, which is created by the Federal Reserve System, benefit. So the money gravitates to the banks and to Wall Street. So that's why you have more billionaires than ever before. Today, this country is in the middle of a recession for a lot of people. Michigan knows about it. Poor people know about it. The middle class knows about it. Wall Street doesn't know about it. Washington, D.C. doesn't know about it. But it's because of the monetary system and the excessive spending.
You stop the spending by changing the foreign policy and bringing our troops home and save hundreds of billions of dollars.
I hope our wisdom will grow in our power and teach us. The less we get involved, the richer we are, Thomas Jefferson.
And the cause comes from the Federal Reserve printing too much credit and distorting the markets. You can't have a current account deficit of $800 billion a year and think the currency is going to hold up. And everybody bugs the Fed, all the congressmen, everybody else, and Wall Street says, you know, what we need is more money, lower the interest rates. And nobody asks, how do you lower interest rates? Well, you do that by creating more money.
What specifically would you like to see Mr. Bernanke do right now?
If anything, he should be more careful with the amount of new money he creates out of thin air, because eventually this will just lead to loss of confidence in the dollar on the international exchange market, and that's exactly what's happened here in the last month or so. The dollar is going down sharply, and it's because we're resorting to inflation.
Well, you're quite right about the dollar going down.
Ron Paul said this in November of this year. Make no mistake, the problem faced by the American people are not caused by unscrupulous mortgage brokers or the rising prices of oil. These are symptoms of an economic disease caused by a spendthrift Congress enabled by loose monetary policy. Now, here's a guy that knows foreign policy. Here's a guy that knows monetary policy. The two big things right on the tip of the political agenda that Americans are concerned about right now. Mm-hmm. Number one, money. Crisis.
Cash flow, everybody.
There you go. And the second is this thing in the Middle East that we're, as I said, going to be spending well over $2 trillion on. Now, here's a guy. Yeah, he's 72 years old. No, he's not a socialist. Yes, he is going to curtail, not cut off. He is not a heartless man. He's a medical doctor. He delivered babies, folks. He was right there delivering life into this world. He is not a cold man. He is not a cruel man. He is one that has great compassion for people, but you know what? He will start the ball rolling on getting rid of Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. And he's already said how I'm going to handle the Social Security. He said no more taking money out of people's checks for Social Security. They can go to private companies to buy IRAs, do whatever they want. But this is not a retirement fund because the government continually robs it. Don't you ever question the reason why? Oh, Social Security is going to go bankrupt by 2012 or 2018, and it's gone bankrupt repeatedly. That's because it's a fund. It's a trust fund set up supposedly in our names that these politicians in Washington, D.C. have used as a discretionary cookie jar, and they have spent it. Okay, so folks, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, you're probably thinking to yourself, oh, my God, there's a lot of people in this country that need those programs. We don't need the Fed in those programs. If we're going to run programs like this, let it be through the state or let it be through a private entity that is competitive. My God, James, we opened up a can of worms here today because it's maddening to me that so many people, absolutely, when you mention Ron Paul, they want to chop your head off. Because here's the only guy that understands and has the timidity and the brassiness to stand up and tell the truth. What do you think this guy's going to do as president? Sit in there in the Oval Office and just lavish or do whatever? No. He's going to get to work. He's going to do the same job as president he's done as congressman for the last 20 years. So there's my little spiel. We're coming up on a break here. But, I mean, this is totally insane. And when people reject it, the media, all these people are trying to downplay Ron Paul. He's exactly the right man at the right time. And I am thoroughly disgusted with people that don't even have the good sense, for political reasons, that don't even have the good sense to acknowledge this man and his true value.
Well, John, like I tell you, now is the time for good people to get together. It's time for those people that have made millions or perhaps billions in this country because of the way it was set up and that have done well and prospered under a different time and a different place. It's time to step up to the plate now because this is it. This is it. It's showtime. It's the end of the road. The jig is up. Financially, I think Bernanke, I know what he should do. If I were him, I would kill myself pretty much. That's what I would do with him. Because what I'm seeing on the clips is when I'm looking at him visually, he knows.
He's arrogant.
I don't know how he sleeps at night.
He is an
arrogant. I know that he may be the one of the most hated men, ever. in America.
Let's take Gil.
When this comes out. Hey, Gil, yeah, let's get him on.
Hey, Gil. Gil in Texas.
Let me ask both of you all a question.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Republican debate tonight.
Yes.
On MSNBC for the Republican candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Did they include Dr. Paul?
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be there.
Well, I'll tell you, when you flip through the channels, you see the top three mentioned, and they have undecided with a black face. Poor Dr. Paul.
Yeah, and this is how the media's been playing it. I mean,
and they
look.
Continue to play it despite the arrogance and the uproar of the people wanting to hear Dr. Paul talk about his issues, want to see this conservative view spoken and put out there. They continually ignore us. And I think what y'all said about Bernanke is, basically, he's not scared because he's taking care of his rich friends.
Well, of course.
And the president was on talking about the stimulus package. I think he talked about maybe not even 2 or 3 minutes. And let's see, I think the market reacted by dropping 20 points.
It did. It did. And you know what's fascinating about this? Because if you look who MSNBC and CNN and Fox and who owns this, you know,
How about C-SPAN? In fact, Henry Paulson's on now, and the problem there is this stimulus package still has to pass
Gil, hang on a second.
Yes, I will.
Gil, hang on a second. I got to take this break. James Martinez, John Stadtmuller. It is cash flow, folks. We're out on Jump Street with the one thing that you don't hear too often out of mainstream media. It's the bald-faced, honest truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. Gillen, Texas, if you would, sir, finish up. And I've got Dick Mills on the line as well from Houston, Texas.
Okay. It looked like we're dealing with the Hegelian dialectic. They invented the problem, they see the reaction, and now they're offering a solution, which seems like another problem. They're going to exacerbate an already jittery market by putting a bubble out here that's probably, it might hold through the election. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to hold that long. Rumor has it that if you file your Social Security, you might not get it. You know, if you're filing fast, you're not going to get it for, right, for April 15th. And right, now they're tacking on this, which is going to backlog. I don't know.
And
I'm very skeptical that the government's going to give anybody anything.
Well, they will, just as George
Bush. It's a trigger, and it's misdirection, and it's not going to work anyway.
And if most people out here understood the economics and the finances of this country and how it's done, there would be an uproar against this. Gil, thank you for your call.
Sure.
Hey, thanks, Gil.
Dick Mills from Houston. Hello, Dick.
Hey. Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing well, sir.
Enjoying the show.
Hello, Mr. Mills.
I'd like to say that I've watched Ron Paul many times on the hearings of the House Banking Committee that he sits on, and when they bring the Fed chairman in. He's the only one with the guts enough to challenge these people about this worthless money that they're creating. And I'd like to describe my little cartoon. I think I told you about it. It's a man in a sea of worthless dollars going down for the last time, and the Fed is on the banks pouring a bucket full of more worthless dollars on him to save the economy.
Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. Dick,
that's exactly right.
Dick, you've been a friend of Ron Paul's for what, 30 years?
25 years.
25 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I had the pleasure of sitting with you and some of the brighter minds that were involved with Ron Paul a week ago Sunday.
Right.
And
well, just this past Sunday, yeah.
Geez, it seems longer. A lot has transpired since then. But we all know the worth and the value of this man. And thumbnail, we only got about 2 minutes left here. But what do you think of Ron Paul and his outright rejection and the treatment he's gotten through these news medias?
Well, I think it's obvious that somebody powerful is in control of our news media. And you know, when I was a kid, the news people were the watchdogs of society, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of investigated things independently. They don't do that anymore. I'd like to make one other quick comment. You mentioned the Social Security Trust Fund.
Yeah.
There is no trust fund. There is no lockbox account. Back in 1935, the Supreme Court ruled that all collections of monies from Social Security taxes or general revenue, and the government may spend it any way that they want to. What they do to deceive the people is they claim that there's a lockbox or a trust fund, and all it is an accounting gimmick, IOU, that says, yeah, you know, we've spent this money, but we don't want you to know it. We want you to think that we're going to pay it back to you someday, and that's a bunch of hogwash.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's amazing. By hook or by crook, by the skies parting, through epiphanies, lightning strikes, I don't care what comes from the heavens, we've got to get this guy in the Oval Office.
And it's got to be done with a new media strategy that's smarter than everybody else.
Yep.
And it's going to have to be done real fast with sophisticated people that understand what's going on, that understand media tools, and understand the public mind.
Absolutely. Hey, Dick. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Enjoyed the show.
All right. Did you listen to yesterday's show, by the way?
I'm going to do that now.
Okay, great.
Thanks, right. John.
Okay, thanks, Dick. We will keep up the good work, sir. James.
All righty, man.
We will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday already.
Right on.
And I'll tell you
talk
what,
to you shortly.
I'll tell you what, folks. That credit card debt, you may not get that check from the government until June, but we're going to tell you what you can do with that. No. Turn it into something that's going to pay you. But dump those credit cards and do it now. Call James at 877-331-0626 or email him at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Folks, we will see you tomorrow.